Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Holloway. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Shires moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Falk reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Myatt reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards second. Hodapp catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Shires reaches second base with a double. Hunfield scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Goldman applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. Autry hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloway bunts towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldman moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goldman scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Walsh hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca scores. Hodapp moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt is walked intentionally. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. Falk scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 2 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 2 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Wieland now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Holloway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shires moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Chick Autry. Wes Farrell now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Dave Harris pinch hits for Pat Caraway. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Riddle now catching. Hal McCain now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.